We'd like to start over again on Daf Kufchav Hey Amid Beis. I'd like to correct what we had learned yesterday. Going over the sugya, I found out I had said the wrong pshat in Rashi. So let us go over again the sugya, and hopefully we'll get a little clearer tonight. Bechachomim oimrim beinkach ubeinkach poikikin. The Chachamim hold that Benkach u Benkach, as Abelezer said, that it is only permissible if Isman Shuhu Kosher Vitoli, you can only put back the steamer if it is Kosher Vitoli. And the Chachamim say, Benkach u Benkach, Poikike. So the Gemara asks, my Benkach u Benkach. What are they making? Rabbi Lezer holds you need, it should be kosher v'toloi. In what do the Chachamim hold? Omar Rab Abe, Omar Rab Kahane, bein kosher, bein she'enai kosher, v'hu she'mesukin. So from the Piskei Arid, from Rashi and Erevin, it would seem that Rav Abe Omer Rav Kahane is telling us that the Chachomim do not hold the Chlal that is an Inyan of Moisef Alabinyan. That means, Rav Elezer held you need two Tnoyim in order that it should not be Moisef Alabinyan. It should be Kosher and it should be Toloi. If it is not Toloi, so it doesn't look like it's Kosher. So Rabbi Lezer holds it has to be kosher v'toli in the order that it should look like that it's part of the bayis, and then it's mutter. Then there's no iser of meisif alabinyan. If it's not kosher v'toli, so it's also of meisif alabinyan. And Rabbi Abba and Rav Kahane says, bein kosher, bein she'enei kosher, v'hu shu misukin. That means, as long that they were misakin, this pkak, as long as they were misakin the pkak to be soisim, the chaloyim, so b'meila there's no iser of binyan. There's no iser of binyan already. The tikkun is sufficient to make it, the loshna piskeride, shekivin shechishiv olov, v'yichdoi lepkike, nase kli hamiyuchid lekach, v'havolei kemoidele shesoigring boy, v'ein boy mishum binyan. We will see Rashi Shita is that the whole tumult over here is there an Isser of Moisev Alabinyan? Is there not an Isser of Moisev Alabinyan? Rabbi Elezer was Machmer. Rabbi Elezer said, kosher is not enough, you need kosher v'toloi in order that it should be seen and visible that this is part of the binyan. Then it is permissible, or else there's an Isser of Moisev Alabinyan. And Rab Abba of Rav Kahane says, the only thing you need to make that it shouldn't be nearer k'maisav al abinyan, you need v'hu shem misukin. Misukin muchin may esmer lekach, and if he was making it to be a stimis achaloyim, so it has a very atayres delis, v'ein by mishum binyan. But you do not need kosher at all. Om alay Rabbi Yirmiyeh, Rabbi Yirmiyeh asked, Rababe, how do you know that the Chachamim hold that Mesukin Muchan alone takes away the Chesaron of Nirik Moisef Alabinyan? B'lei Mamar, maybe the Machloikis is as follows, that Bein Kach or Bein Kach means as follows, Bein Toloi Uvein She'enoi Toloi, that this double chumra that Rabbi Lezer held, in order to take away the chesaron of Moisev Alabinyan. Rabbi Lezer held kosher is not enough. There has to be kosher v'toli that it should be nire de kshire. Maybe the chachamim are Moisev and this and the din toli. That they hold, as long as the yesod it is kosher, so it is part of the binyan, so there's no isra of Moisev Alabinyan. It doesn't have to be toli. If it's lying on the ground, it's still kosher. So maybe that is the machloikis. Omalei Rabbi Yirmiyeh, v'lei memar, v'ein toloi uvein she'enoi toloi, abo v'hu she'kosher. but could be in order that there should not be an iser of meisiv al abinyan, kosher you need. I feel according to the Chachamim. Let us see Rashi. Omalei Rabbi Yirmiya, amai poshet leimah lekulem, that they don't need kshira also, leimah mar de leipoli grabonon, elo atluya de rabol, elo atluya, and the din tluya, de rabelezer boi kosher vitoli. Rabbi Lezer holds you need kosher vitoli. And what is, vafilu kosher imroi shayni gralorets choshiv le Rabbi Lezer kishayim temina karka uboine boi lechatchil. Rabbi Lezer holds that if it's not toloi, so even though it's kosher, it's equivalent like you're taking something from the karka uboine boi lechatchil. Rabbi Lezer holds if it's not toloi, so this nireke moisif ala binyin, the rabbonin omri loy, no. Bein tolui, bein nigra, poikin keboy. That, bovachie kosher. That means the chachomim hold that in order to take away the chesoron of moisif ala binyin, you need kosher. But more than that, you don't need. But who says that you can get away without kosher? And I'll bring you a raya that this is the svar of the Chacham. The Omar Rabbi Bar Barchone, Omar Rabbi Yechane. Ke machloikis kan, kach machloikis benagor hanigro. Rabbi Bar Barchone said the machloikis here, Rabbi Lezer and the Chachomim, is the same machloikis by nagor hanigro between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. The Snan, we learned in the Mishnah as follows. Nagar hanigra noyelim boi b'migdosh avoloi b'medine. Nagar hanigra means the nagar was kosher and not toli. It was nigra al ha'oretz. Let us see what Rashi says. The Omar Rabbe Barbachone betli hu de pligi. There the machloikis by nagar is a machloikis if you need toli also. V'loi b'kshirin. But kshira, everyone holds you need. The medami lo leplukte de nager anigra. Rabbi Babachon, Rabbi Yochanan says, the machloikis in our Mishnah is the same machloikis by nager anigra. And by nager anigra will see klo. Afilo, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need kosher. So memeila in our Mishnah, you also need kosher, according to the Chachamim. Vahosom al divrei hakel kosher bina. What is the case of nager anigra? Nagar yesed, this is a spike, shetoikim b'chur shebemiftom. You stick this into a hole that's by the threshold. V'noyelim boyes hadeles, and when you stick this in, the deles becomes locked. Now what does hanigrar mean? K'demeforish, shekosher b'deles. This nagar was tied to the deles. Ela sheroishoy nigrar la'oret. So this is a case, anaga hanigra means, it is kosher, but it's not totally. So we learned in the Mishnah as follows. Nagor hanigra, noyalim boi b'migdosh. In the base of migdosh, one is permitted to use such a nagor. Avoloi b'medine. B'medine it is also to use such a nagor. V'hamunach, what if the nagor is not kosher in Gamsen? Is kan vekan also? So then it is also to use this nagor bein b'migdosh, bein b'medina. Now let us see Rashi. Hanigrar k'demeforish, shekosher b'delas, ala sharoi shoy nigrar la'oretz, noyalim boi b'migdosh. So we will see that this tanakame is Rabbi Eleza. That's what Rabbi Babachon and Rabbi Yechanan said. Now, so what does Rabbi Lezer hold? The kivin the kosher boy. Since it is kosher, miyuchid va'oimetu lekach. So it's miyuchid to be stuck into the ground. And therefore, ukvar nivne binyin zem iba'oyim. That is the lumdus of kosher. The lumdus of kosher is, since it's already part of the binyin, so the binyin which we're going to make, it's made already. This became part of the binyan, that it's miyuchid and noyme to be stuck into the miftam. So memela, that's the svar of kosher. Ve'ein boy elo gzeirish vus midivrein, but it's not toli. Now, what's the purpose of toli? So Rashi says in Eirevin, Umitoich she nigrar, Einoi nire ke kosher. That means like this, Me'iker adin Rabbi Lezer holds, as long as it's kosher, it's oimid, Umiyuchid, to go into the miftom, it's all kvar nivne, binyin zemi boi joi. Kosher and yisod takes off the chesoron of nire ke boine, because that part of the, it's part of the door. But the, well, if it's nigrar, the problem is we don't see that it is kosher. Ein nirike kosher. Rashi says in Erevin nigrar de einoi boine mamish hoyel de kosher lekach. Ela hoyel ve nigrar merzike boine. So Memele, we see that Rashi explains as follows. Kosher takes off the etzem chesoron of boine, because now it's nivne mi boidyoim. But if it's on the kalke, we don't have good eyes to realize that it's taki kosher le delas. We hear it should be taki hanging on the delas. So if it's nigrar, it's merzike boine, because we don't see the kshire. But this is only also, also shvus, it's only also midarabonim. So memele, noyelin boi bemigdosh. That, therefore, it is mutter, lino boi bemigdosh if it's kosher alone. Nik even the kosher by miyuchad boi medulakar. We didn't let him get away with kosher alone. B'medina, since you don't see that it is kosher, because it is nigra, so b'medina it is also. And that is Rabbi Lezer of our Mishnah. By pkak chaloim, he says you need kosher v'toli. This is b'medina. That in order it should not be nirik binyan, you need kosher vitoli. And the mikdash, I'll say shvus b'mikdash. Vahamunach. What is if this nagar is bechlau not kosher? She'enai kosher klau. Elok shu shoim te minachur. When he takes it out of the hole, meinicha yal gabi karke. Hilkach, kishe toikoi b'shabiz. Boinu. So sticking in a nagel that is bechlal not mechuber ledeles, so that's mamish aboinu, v'yisu d'iraisu av b'migdosh. He says, Rashi here to say that it's an isu d'iraisu, because Rashi just said before that the whole reason they were matter tolui is because ein shvus b'migdosh. So memeilev the lombis is ein shvus b'migdosh, so if we will say that munach is also also midarabonon, so why is it also b'migdosh? So kochoch, munach is also minatoyer. That is the shitas tanikame, which is shitas rabbeleza. So nachamo, naga hanigra ne'alam boy b'migdosh, if it's kosher ve'inay toli. Avoloi b'medine, because you need toli b'medine. Bahamunach, if it is not kosher at all, kan ve'kan also, then there's an iser binyan d'iraisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Ha munach mutar b'migdosh. Even though it is not kosher, it's only munach, it's mutar b'migdosh. So what's the longest of Ava ha munach? So Rashi says, she'ein, ha munach mutar b'migdosh. The kivin de mesukin may esmel lahochi. Since this was made specifically to be part of the, this is how you close the door, this is how you open the door, it's mesukim to be anagol, la boinu. So this is not called boinu, this is called the doorstop. It's, you put it in, you take it out. So memele, so the boinu di reise helps, afilu with atikun levad. There's no boinu di reise. So therefore, if there's no boinu di reise, so Rabbi Yehuda holds that hamunach is mutter b'migdosh. Vahanigra, if it is kosher, but it is not toloi, b'medine. So then it is mutar b'medine. So we see Rabbi Yehuda, who is like the Chachomim in our Mishnah. So the Rabbi Yehuda holds that b'medine, when is it mutar? If it's kosher, v'einei toloi. V'hanigrar b'medine. Nigrar is mutter, but if it's not kosher in Gansen, so it's also midarabonon, and only b'migdish they were matter. V'sanya, we learned a b'raisa eizehu nagar hanigrar shenay alim boi b'migdosh avoloi b'medina. According to the Tanakhama says nagar hanigrar is nail b'migdosh avoloi b'medina. Kol shekosher v'toloi v'roi shei magi l'oretz. So if it's roi shei magi l'oretz, this is called nigrar. And the mele, so and it's not, so we said before, so this is called nigrar, it's not merzi, you don't see the kosher, so it's merzi keboine. So this is muta b'migdosh, al tein shvus b'migdosh v'osa b'medina. Rabbi Yehuda oime, Rabbi Yehuda said, ze, if it's kosher, af b'medina muta. As long as it's kosher, this Indian of merzi, you don't see the kosher, that he didn't hold on. Aymer ze af medina muta. Ela eize shebe medina osa. Kol she'enai loy kosher v'loy toli. V'shoim te menichi b'keren zovitz. If it is not at all attached to the delas, it is a different, it's opgesundet from the delas, and there, so even though it's tiknei metchila lekach, so it is only aboyne de rabonon, so b'migdash they were mekel, ein shvus b'migdash, b'medina they asset. The Amar Rabbi Yeshua bar Abe Mishmei Deule, Man Tane Nagar Hanigro. So he said, Man Tane Nagar Hanigro, Rabbi Lezari. So what is the Gemara's Kasha according to Rashi? So according to Rashi, the Gemara's Kasha is as follows. In Yesod, the same Machloikis that we have in the Mishnah by Epoikikim Chaloin Bevkak, so there is also Shaila of Boine. So there Rabbi Elazar held that you need it should be kosher, but it has to be totally also that everyone should see that it is kosher. And that is the Tanikame by Nagar HaNigro, that the Medina Nigrar is also, because you need it should be kosher v'toli. And now the Chilkim and the Chilik, and the Tanikame is by Nagar Nigrar's Rabbi Yehuda. So he just says that Nagar HaNigrar is Mutar b'Medina, but Munach is also. So this you see the Chilek and Rabbi Elazar holds you don't need Toloi, but Kosher Yizich need. So the Gemara, so this Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah of Nagar HaNigrar is like the Chachamim in our Mishnah. So Memele. So benkach or benkach means sayer is toloi and sayer is not toloi, as long as it's kosher, should be poikikim boy. How did Rab Abe jump and say that it is sufficient that even though as long as it was niskan metchilo lekach, it is muta legamri? We see in the Mishnah of Nagar HaNigro that a filo de mekilim are only mekel by nigra, not by munach. So Rab Abe told him, so he told Rabbi Yirmiyeh, that is true. There is Zicher Rabbi Yehuda, who is Chaylik and Rabbi Lezer, and he holds Take, you need kosher also. But there's a third time. Omalei, Anoda Omri ki hai time. There's a third time. The Sanye. Kone sheiskinu balabayis liyois poiseyach benoyel boy. So Rashi Dachsach me learned pshat that this kone was used as a lock. Liyois paiseach v'noyel boy. He used this as a lock. So this is Betzim equivalent to a nagel. Nagel was a bolt that was put into the ground. And this was a different type of a type of a lock. Kone sheiskina balabais liyois paiseach v'noyel boy. So the Tanakhama says, Bizman shekosher v'toli bepesach paiseach v'noyel boy. Ein kosher v'toli, ein paiseach v'noyel boy. So that is zicher like Rabbi Elazar. He holds that there's a nisar of boyne, unless it is kosher v'toli. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel loimer, misukin afar pisha ein ne kosher. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel is chaylik on the Tanakam, and he says, as long as it's yichtoi to be a noyel or paiseach boy, so even though it's not kosher and not toli. So we see there is a Tana that holds that as long as you are meyachedin that this should be miyuchad lebinyan, so it is mutter legamri. So Memele, so Rababi said, what did you show me? You showed me that there's a machlekes tanoim, if there's one time that holds you need kosher vitoli, and there's one time that holds kosher alone is sufficient. That's true. But I'll show you another machlekes. There the Tanakam holds you need kosher vitoli in order to take away the chesaron of merzike boine, and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds that tikne mitchila lekach. So I'm just telling you that the Chachamim of our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah of Nagar HaNigro, but it's like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in the Mishnah of Konish Iskino, the Barais of Konish Iskino. So what time do you have on me? Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Man tan in agar nigra osi de boi tarti la belezri. Da ma gabi ka kachloin tarti bina. Michlal de Rabbi Yehuda kerabono. That was the kasha. Alme rabono and kshire boi. So Rababi said, ki hai tane. There's a third tane. Da filo kshire loi boi. Ki Rabin Shimon ben Gamliel. Da omar misukin bahazmone baalme vahafo pishayne kosher. It becomes meyuchid lebinyin bahazmone baalme. And there's no isa boine. She's kino, she's mino. It was mazmen it for to be used for to be nailed by Seir, but it's that alone is sufficient. Period. Omar Rav Yehuda Bar Shiles, Omar Rav Asi, Omar Rav Yochanan, Halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So now we're saying that this is a new memre. We will see why Rashi says Omar Rav Yehuda Gassidim Lo Gassidim Ve Omar, because we'll see because. Rav Asi Omar Rav Yochanan does not hold the way Rav Abba held. So Memela, that's where Rashi says Omar. Halachik Rav Shimon Gamliel. So what's that halachik Rav Shimon Gamliel? And the iser of boine, you do not need kosher, you do not need toloi. As long as it's iskinei metchila lekach, there's no iser boine. Fine. Umi Omar Rav Yochanan hochi. Did Rav Yochanan say like this? What halachik Rav Shimon Gamliel in iskinim lekach is genug vasnan? We learned in the Mishnah kol kisuye akelim sheyesh lam beis achize nitlan b'shabbes. We learned that a kisuy keli, if it has a beis achize, it is nitl b'shabbes. Why needs a beis achize? Beis yad Rashi says it's nitl b'shabbes. Fine. Omar Rav Yehuda bar Shila, Omar Rav Asi, Omar Rav Yochanan. This same Rav Yehuda bar Shila who passed by Rav Shimon Gamliel, they said, "Vuhu sheyesh teires keli aleihem." Now let us see what Rashi says. "Va'omar Rav Yehuda, vuhu sheyesh teires keli aleihem." So Rashi says, "Shehakisui roi letashmish laatzmoi hudeni tolan b'shabbes." Rav Yochanan said over here, "Akisui keli." Does not have a teiris keli to be matal betulta. We had learned before in Hilchis Mukta, you need the only matal kelim betulta. A kisui keli doesn't have a teiris keli in order to be matal betulta. When can you be metaltal a kisui keli? Vushi yesh teiris keli alei. What does that mean, teiris keli? Shakirsi roi letashmish laatzmoi. It has, besides serving as a kisui, as a cover, which is a batlomish keili, it has a different purpose also. Who did itlam b'shabbes? Then one is permitted to be metalpul at b'shabbes. Vim ein teiras keili yolo. But if it doesn't have a teiras keili, lo yamrinon kisui keili have keili. You don't say such a thing. A kisui keli without a different shimush does not have a teiris keli. V'dalsoi sheido teivo migdo. Frektach Rashi. Oh, we just said, Rabbi Yechanan just said, Psalmu yim de kechidish. That a kisui keli does not have a teiris, cannot be metulta unless it does, unless it has another shimush. So how could you be metulta, dalsoi sheido teivo migdo? The tonem as nisin loitlim. So Rashi says, Yesh teiris keili alei, druyim leishav alei. It has another shimush. Besides kisui. Kisui is grade B. That doesn't give it a teva scale. The dalsoi shei, the teva midbol, you can sit on it. But los is a lame is ainus lekotten. You could use it as a type of a tray. So that is a shimush b'fnei atzmo. Ulekamon meforish alachire, if kisui, any kisui keli, in order to be metaltal, it has to have a teiras keli also. That means it has to have another shimush. So I didn't need not a base achize. So Rashi says, let's not worry about that. Now, lekamon meforish may be a base achize. Hoyul v'teiras keli alev. I didn't need a base achize. Like this we could learn you need the Beis Achize because Akisi is grade B. So with a Beis Achize it helps. But if you're saying now that you need Sai V'Sai, you need a Shimush of grade A, Sai V'Sai, need a Teiras Keli Olof in order to have a, in order to be able to be Metaltu. So Memele, so then is the Taka problem. Why do you need a Beis Achize? Well, that we'll talk about later, Rashi says. But let's, so Rashi continues. Alme, Le Rabbi Yochanan, Midi the Ika Teiras Keli, Midi the Leka Teiras Keli Olof, Leim Metaltalina. We see from Rabbi Yochanan in Hilchis Mukte that if it doesn't have a Teiras Keli for another Shimush, you're not allowed to be Metaltal. Vahai Kone, now, this Kone that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was speaking about, now, till now, we were not speaking about mukts at all. Till now, we're speaking about boine, boine, mezike, boine. Do you need kosher v'toli? Do you need hiskine lekach? That was only about hilchis boine. No one spoke about mukts. Fine? In Rabbi Yechon and Paskins, in hilchis boine, that was of Shimon Gamliel. As long as hiskine lekach, there's no hiskine boine. Perfect the Gemara, but there's another problem now. Rabbi Yechon and in hilchis mukts said, that's something that is a kisui keli. You can't be metalful. Has to have a teiras keli of grade A. So the mele this kone that hiskinu lekachta to shut a door. Where's the teiras keli over here? Im ishum de poiseach v'noil boy. Ain't so teiras keli olam ala teiras binyan. This is not teiras keli. This is used in the, this is a usage. Like a kisi keli is also a usage. You cover the keli. But that's not a teiras keli. This is teiras binyan and not teiras keli. So what is the kasha? So the kasha is, how could Rabbi Yochanan paskin like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and say, aloch, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, but there's a new problem, which we didn't discuss till now, and now we're discussing. There's a muktzadikya problem. Rabbi Yochanan was mechadish, that in order to be permitted to be mitaltal, you have to have a teiras keli. In this kon, it does not have a teiras keli. V'chi teime, ochinami de'ika teiras keli yolo. No, maybe you'll tell me that this kon also is a teiras keli. What's pshat? Let us see Rashi. V'chi teime, ochinami de'ika teiras keli yolo. That this kon sheroi lahapich boizesim, oilafatzeye boyegoizim, this keli has another shimush also, this kone. So we're speaking about a kone that has a shimush of a teiras keli. So it is a teiras keli. There was a different shiloh we have a merzik yeboine, so you have to be his kinoi for binyan. So Mamela Rab Shimon Gamliel, I mean, he avoided the muktzadike problem because we're speaking about a kone that has a teiras keli. But there was another problem involved also, there was a binyan dike problem, so in binyan, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, that in binyan, skimen de skinoi mitchila lekach, so there's no problem in binyan also. So the Gemara says, umi boy Rav Shimon Gamliel teiras keili, hello, you're gonna tell me Rav Shimon Gamliel holds you need teiras keili? For Sanya, we learned from the Baraisa, charoye shel dekel, shegodron l'shem eitim, Charoyi shel dekel, that branches of a dekel, shegodron that were cut l'shem eitzim, that were cut for the purpose to be used as kindling wood. V'nimlach aleim liyeshive, tzorich lekasha. So the Tanakama holds, in order to become ois mukze, you have to do a pu'ula, you have to tie it out, to make it roi liyeshive. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel oimer, ein tzorich lekasha. Rabban Shimon Gamliel holds, b'machshove ba'alme, that's what he thinks he's going to use it. For yeshiva, that is sufficient. So memele, So Memele, so we see Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, you don't need a Teiras Keli. Machshav alone is also sufficient. So this Kone is Zicha speaking about Afilu, if it's not Roy Lehapach by Zaysa. Machshav alone is sufficient. So now we have a Kasha, how could Rav Yochanan say like Rav Shimon Gamliel? And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan svirelei kevosei bechode, upoligolei bechode. The Gemara says, that what Rabbi Yochanan said, Alochi Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that was in the machloikis that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel had with the Tanakam and Hilchis Binyan. And Hilchis Binyan, the Tanakam said, you need kosher vitoli by a kone. So Rabbi Yochanan said, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, for Hilchis Binyan is kino lekach is enough. So, and that was the machloikis. So in this machloikis, which is a machloikis in Hilchis Binyan, Rabbi Yochanan Paskin like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Now there's another shaila. In Hilchis Mukze, what you need, if machshav alone is sufficient, if you need teres keli tzedos, that's like another machloikis. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel personally holds that machshav is enough. Rabbi Yochanan holds you need more than that. So Mamele, Rabbi Yochanan, it's just like this mission alone isn't speaking about this nekuda of Mukze, so Mamele, Rabbi Yochanan Pastor Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is not speaking about this Nekuda. Versteht sich, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel personally holds that Machshove is sufficient and this Kone does not have to be Miyuchit for something else. Good, that's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is Shitosin. Rabbi Yochanan will sich Bichoylik on that. That is the Gemara's Teretz. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Ein Tzorich Lekasha. Rab Shimon Gamliel holds by Charoyes, you don't have to tie them. Alme the ike teires keili olav afilu ein roi ledovaracha. Even though it's not roi for anything else, this mistama also appears as equivalent to kisui keilim the Gemara's medam. Baaf al piken it is sufficient. So the Gemara says svir lekavosi bechode the misukin baaf al pisha ein kosher. Legabi hilchis boine, poligalei bechode the boy teiras keil. Hilchis mukze he holds you need teiras keil. Zok the Gemara weiter. Dorish Rav Yitzchok Nafcha apischa dereish geluse haloche ki Rav Elazar. Rav Yitzchok Nafcha paskin like Rav Elazar. The beinin kosher betoli. So now according to Rashi. That we're learning the whole Gemara according to Rashi. Rabbi Lezer in the Chachomim, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, all speak about one Nekudah. In the Issa of Boine, or Merzeke Boine, so what do you need to make it Ois Boine? So we have a three-way machlokes. Rabbi Lezer also need kosher vitoli. It should be kosher, and vitoli you should see that it's kosher. And Rabbi Yehuda holds kosher is sufficient, even though it's nigra. And Rav Shimon Gamliel holds his kine mitchil lakach is also sufficient. And now Rav Yitzchok Nafcha comes and says, halacha we pass on like Rabbi Lezer. So the mele, in order to avoid, whenever you have a problem of nago, of kone, of poiken with a chaloin, so in order to be permissible, in order to take off the problem of binyan, there has to be kosher v'tori. Mosiv Rav Amram. So Rav Amram asked a kashe on Rav Yitzchok Nafcha. How could you say Elohik Rav Elazar? We learned in Seif Maseches Shabbos, Midevrayim Lomadnu, Shepoikikin, Moididin, Vekoishran B'Shabbos. Let us see Rashi. Midevrayim Lomadnu, so Rashi says, Beperik Basre, Bimei Oviv Shel Rav Tzodik, Mei Abishol Ben Bot. So there was a maisa over there that they did a whole bunch of inyonim. It was negei hilchus tume. Number one, shepokaku asamoya. They were saisim a window. B'tefiach, with a keli. Number two, v'koshru asamekide begemi. They tied, a mekide is a type of a keli, begemi. They made a knot. Leida and yesh begigis peiseach tefach. There was nebach, a mace underneath the gigis. There was a hole in the gigis, and they wanted to know if the tumor was going out through the hole or not. So they measured, they took a mekide, which had the size of a peseach tefach, and they tied a gemi to it, and they they let it down to measure the hole in the covers, in the gigis. So there, the Mishnah and the Gemara explains why all these things were necessary. But that's a negeyas. Uktoni, but after we see what they did, midevrayim lo madnu, but after this maisa, we have a whole bunch of limudim. Number one, shepoikikines hamoyer, bedover sha'ine kosher v'tolim. Number one, we see that in order to be poikik hamoyer, it doesn't have to be kosher v'tolim. There's no din of boine. Number two, there was nothing. It wasn't kosher, it wasn't toli. Number two, the kosher and kesher sheini shel kayom and lechatchila. That was the raya for the kosher, the gemi, and the kosher, the gemi, and the mekida. Number three, umaydidin, and they measured something there. So we see in Hilchas Medida, there was a medida shel mitzvah. So you can learn out of moydidin, mikveh, matlonius. If the matlonius says the shiur to be mekabel tumme, there's a din medida shel mitzvah mut. Al kolponim hanegei alonu, all these limudim are not so much negei alonu, about the first limud, shepoikik in es hamoya. So we see over there, in the tviyach, the keili was not kosher v'toli, v'afal pikein, it was mamish munach, and afal pikein, they did it. So memele, you see that the halach is not like abalosa. Okay? The halach is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, the way Rav Abba said, like the chachamim in our Mishnah. That you don't need anything. No problem. What's your kasha? You found a Mishnah not like Rabbi Lezer. Mishum, so, the Schelkim are Rabbi Lezer. Good morning. I know the Schelkim are Rabbi Lezer. Rav Shimon Gamliel is Chaylik and Rabbi Lezer. The Chomim are Mishnah and Chaylik and Rabbi Lezer. So that Mishnah is going according to the Chachomim. Now, what is your kasha? Mishum diktoni stome. Because it is a stam mishneh. So, mamela nagra hanigra nami stome. Nagra nigra is also a stam mishneh. Let us first see Rashi. So, Rashi says, my daitach, the moisvis l rab yitzhak nafre. Rab amr mes da kasha rab yitzhak nafre. My daitach. For the kasha, more matzul shniyulach amoni rabbanoni. What's the kasha? You found a mishnah that you don't need kasha v'toli. No, it goes according to the chacham. Ve'i mishum diktoni lo stome mois v'sloi. You'll tell me the kasha is. Because it's a stam mishnah. The medesos amlon ke rabbanon hilchus ekevosayu. That's your kasha. The kasha is since Rabbeinu HaKadosh was Soysen, but he says we passed him like the Chacham. So how can Rabbi Tzitzmacha say we passed him? Like Rabbi Lozo. Nagor ha-nigra nam istom ikton ilo. V'sosel no boho ki Rabbi Lezo di Yosef. Now this kasha is not so poshe. The Chdushi Yarar, the Rishash Pinsan HaTaisvus in Beyer, Nagor ha-nigra is not a Stam Mishneh. Nagor ha-nigra is a machloikis Rabbi Yehud in the Tanakamah. So what's the kasha? There is a star mishnah here. Why not? There's a star mishnah like the chachamim. Here's a star mishnah like Rabbi Lezer. There's a machlokes mishnah. Nagra nigra. Tanakam holds you need kosher v'toli. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, you need kosher. But kaponim is a machlokes. It's not a star mishnah. Al kaponim. So they say since Rabbeinu HaKadosh made Rabbi Lezer a loshen rabbim. I mean, he made, Rabbi Yehuda says, but the Tanakame, by Stoisi, didn't say a name, so by Stoisi gave him din of a Loshen Rabbim. So by Stoisi, he passed him like, din of a Rabbim, keneged Yochid. That means the way that Mishnah is written, he gave Rabbi Lezer a Teiris Rabbim, and it's a Rabbim v'yochid, a Lochik Rabbim. That's what they say. So this is also equivalent to a Stam Mishnah. So that's Abayi's Kasha. So what's frekst to Rav Amro? So he says, no, but for lohochi mai serab. No, I'm asking a different kasha. Not the kasha stam. Stam yotami nagar nigas, also a stam mishne. Now, mai serab le meilach minei. The kivin de somach le meved uvda le kule, shma mino hilchasi. That's my kasha. My kasha is that they did a mai se, to be mei obim shalab tzodik, that they were poikik, the moyer with a tfiyach, even though it wasn't kasha vitoli. So here you see, the takemaisa rav that we pass, and you don't need kosher v'toli. This is how Rashi learned pshat in the sugya. Now we're going to learn Tosfos, and we'll see. Tosfos looks mamish ben hapachu. Punkt fakir. Tosfos has a whole different sugya than Rashi. Let us see Tosfos. Bein kosher, bein she'enai kosher, vuhu she'mesugin. Rav Abba said that according to the Chachamim, bein kosher, bein she'enai kosher, you don't need kosher, vuhu she'mesugin. Nira l'rabbeinu tam, this thing is a davar muskim, the lav betikun shel maise, we're not speaking about you have to make a maise in order to be mesakin it, in order to make it permissible to be poikik the chaloyim, ela b'machshava ba'alma. A machshava alone is also sufficient, k'demuchach l'kamon, because the Gemara says later that Rab Abba held the Omer k'Rab Shimon Gamliel. He says, I said you don't need kosher because I hold like Rab Shimon Gamliel. The Omer like Rab Shimon Gamliel sphirily. The Omer mesukin afo pisha ainei kosher. The Ainu, in Rab Shimon Gamliel that says mesukin is good, the Ainu b'machshava. Rab Shimon Gamliel holds machshava is also good. O mashme de legamri sphirily kevosei. He holds in ganzen like Rab Shimon Gamliel. The Gabi Rabbi Yoichen in Davku de Omer b'somachshava lo kevosei b'choda poligalei b'choda. Rabbi Yochanan does not hold like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel in Hilchis Mukze that Machshav is sufficient. But here, this Gemara says he holds like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So he holds like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that means Legamri, that Machshav is also sufficient. Uporich. Frag the Gemara, V'leimo mar bein toloi bein she'enai toloi v'hu she'kosher k'Rab Yehuda. So the Gemara asks the Kasha now, the Gemara asks the Kasha, why did you say according to the Chachamim? You can get away that even though it's not kosher. No, maybe the Chachamim hold like Rabbi Yehuda, you need kosher. Now Tosfos is going to say, Punk Fakert and Rashi. Rashi learned the whole sugya on Kuf Chavav Amadalet. The whole sugya of kosher v'toli is only a sugya if it's bayne, merzike bayne. Tosfos says no. The boy kshira, Rabbi Yehuda holds you need kshira. V'taima, so Tosfos says, why do you need kshira? Mishum tiltol v'loy mishum binyan. So Tosfos says, the machlokes, nagar ha-nigro, between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tana Kame, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need kosher, you don't need toloi. You need it mishum tiltol. The mukzah de kishayla. The kshire, and the kshire and the tliya make it ois mukzah according to Rabbi Leza. According to Rabbi Yehuda, kshire alone is sufficient. The loy mishum binyan. By nagar hanigra, there is not a binyan de kishayla. The e mishum binyan. If you'll tell me, that the reason you need kosher v'toli, light tanekamet, and kosher light Rabbi Yehuda, als binyan, is my raya minager shetzorich kshire, lipkak, lo bepkak lo yishayich binyan, ala Tosfos oyel aroi, v'Tosfos oyel aroi shori l'rabonon b'lo yikshire k'demuchach b'mishoy tziyuhu, v'Tosfos amoyre dike kashe. The Gemara said before that the Machlokes, Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim, is the Tosfos Oyel Aroi. The Chachamim, Rabbi Lezer holds it's also Lohoisef Oyel Aroi, and the Chachamim said, Meisifin B'Shabbos. So Tosfos learned Pshat in the Gemara. What is Pshat in the Chachamim? The Chachamim holds Meisifin B'Shabbos, that there's no Isser of Tosfos Oyel Aroi B'Chlau. You're not allowed to make an oil aroi, but you're allowed to be moisif on an oil aroi. That the reason by nagel, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is kasha, we'll say by nagel there's binyan, so what is the kasha? And Rav Abba. Rav Abba said, the chachamim of our Mishnah hold you don't need kosher. Aye, Rabbi Yehuda says you do need kosher, and Rabbi Yehuda, like the chachamim, by nagel there's a din binyan. From a mele you need kosher.
By Pekak, according to the Chomim, the Zichin holds in Binyan. Because they hold Moisif in Al-Oyel Aroy. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? So therefore, Taisis was Machiach, darf man doch Al-Kolchoch sagen, that the Din Kosher of Rabbi Yehuda is als Mukze, als Tiltel, nicht als Moisif Al-Binyan Aroy. And Rabbi Yehuda, it is not become Ois Mukze unless it is Kosher. So the Gemara says, according to the Chachamim, you also need kosher in order to make an ois mukta. That is how Tosfos is machiach, that nagor, the din kosher, from the Gemara's kashev, the Gemara could be medame, poikikin es achaloin, to nagor hanigro, so al kolchoch, the pilpul has to be in hilchis tiltol, hilchis mukta. Because if the pilpul is in hilchis binyin, by poikikin es achaloin, the zichen hold in binyin whatsoever, because the chachamim hold maisifin, the aloyil haroi. The emphasis
that Taitvus asks, the Megini Shleime says that, first of all, it's not so poshut, but the raya is that you don't need kosher according to the chachamim. And so therefore he says, fakert, that is pshat in the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is, fakert, here also Rav Abba said you don't need kasha, mishum ma'isif and aloy laroy. Fakert, that's gufa shayla. It is debatable. That gufa is the pilpul in our Gemara. Ma'isif and aloy laroy, there's a din binyan according to Rav Abba, they need kasha v'toloy. And fakir, the Gemara's mefalpul, what the Chachamim hold? Do the Chachamim hold, you need kosher also. And that is the way, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you need kosher, al tzedin binyan. And so who adin, if a Chachamim would be like Rabbi Yehuda, you also need kosher. With kosher, then is maisif na lo yelaroi. Or according to Rabbi holds taki, that the Chachamim hold bechlal, you don't need kosher on the din of binyan. That's al kaponim harashi learned. Vahamunach kan vekan osa. We hear here by Nagor Hanigro. So according to the Tanakame, Nagor Hanigro is mutter b'migdosh, avoloi b'medine. Vahamunach, but if it's not Nigro, that means if it's not kosher in Gansen, is kan vekan osa, it's also afilo b'migdosh. Peirish Rashi. Rashi learned shat, and that's Rashi is learning the whole sugya al tzboine, nireke boine, shekshetoy, kai bishabes, boine visura di reiseike. And when it's kosher, it's a nireke boine. Ve'einai mashmeshi yei bo yisura di reiseike, even shenim a batloi, shom is using it, he takes it in, he puts it out, it's ichna da boine di reiseike. Elo nire le rabbeinu tam, and now the rabbeinu tam is going to again say what Taisa said before. De kula milse benager hanigro leke isura elo misham tiltu. There's no isur boine whatsoever. Afilu without, there's no isur boine whatsoever. Since, ene mevatel sham, you put it in, you take it out. It's different than poiki kinesachalain. Poiki kinesachalain, you leave it there. But this nager hanigro, it goes in, it goes out. There's no boine whatsoever. Elo misham tiltu. The whole machloikis of Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakam is altilt. V'chiyahu dekone sheiskinei balabais lis paiseich v'noyil boy. The mairi mishum tilt. Also not like Rashi. It's also a whole shaila about tilt. Afilo hochi. Boy rabolozo kosher v'toli. Rabolozo holds that in order to be matter tilt, you need two tnoim. Yoiser mishal kli tashmish, shedailam betikunam. By kli tashmish, if you make it for a keli, it's ois mukta ready. And here, you need kosher betoli. Why? Lefi shem tashmish bayis. Tashmish bayis needs more than stam kelim in order to be matter tiltu. Midi dava kisi kakoy shechmira bem latzrichay beis achize. That you needed a beis achize in order to be metaltalit. So memele, so tashmish bayis needs more in order to be permit tiltul. So therefore, Rabbi Lezer holds you need kosher betoli, and the Rabbi Yehuda holds you need kosher alone. Munach. So now let's go back to the Tanakame. The Tanakame holds nagor hanigro, that is kosher veinei toli. So b'migdosh it is muta avoloi b'medine. B'medine it is also. And munach is also b'bot. So according to Tosfos, if there's no inyan of binyan whatsoever, so what is the isar of munach? So the isar of munach is, then there's a tiltul b'kei isar. There's a tiltul b'kei isar, I says, b'medine, in order to take off the tiltul b'kei isar, you need kosher b'toli. B'migdosh, they took off the tiltul b'kei isar b'kosher alone. But munach is also a filo b'migdosh because there was not even kosher. Frektor Tosfos, according to my pshat, if there's only a tiltul d'kei iser, avol gav dahani mishum shvus, if it's a tiltul d'kei iser, mukta d'kei iser, so why did they aser it b'migdosh, ein shvus b'migdosh? So Tosfos nish gefarlich, nesa titulum b'migdosh. Kikanim, uchemaklo is delel, we learned already there's certain shvusim that they aser. Avo mishum binyan leke isurikval. But als binyan, there's no isur whatsoever. Afilu mi derabot. So memele, the Rabbeinu Tam said that by nago hanigro, there's only a tiltul dikeshaile, and according to Rabbi Lezer, b'medine, you need kosher b'toli, b'migdish, you need kosher, alkoponim. And munach is also according to everyone, and is also all over beim English beim Medina. And Rav Yehuda holds that no, that munach is mutter be migdosh, nigrar is mutter be Medina, but kosher you need al kapana be Medina. That all takes out the muktzah the keshayla. The kosher la Rabbeinu Tam, so the melech la Rabbeinu Tam, so Rabbeinu Tam had just said a yisod. That in Hilchis Tiltul, there's an Indian, something that's a Tashmish bias, you need kosher v'toli. The Rabbeinu Tam was machadish, that Asugi is speaking about Hilchis Tiltul, and in Hilchis Tiltul, there's a svar you need kosher v'toli, there's a svar you kosher alone is genug, there's a svar maybe you don't need anything, v'skina l'kach, but this is in Hilchis Tiltul. Is the kosher Rabbeinu Tam, so now the Rabbeinu Tam got stuck. Minolon da'afligu Rabbi Eleze ve'rabonon betoisves oyel aroi? So how do you know? Before Rabbi Baba Chonon Rabbi Yechonon said that the machloik is, the Rabbi Eleze and the Chachomim is, if betoisves oyel aroi, kimen de'afligu betilte, dume, bechadu de'afligi, maybe there's only one machloikis. How did Rabbi Baba Chon forget? The Gemara is doch medame nagar hanigro to our Mishneh. The Gemara is telling us, you see in Hilchis Tiltul, the Chamim also old, you need kosher. Fine. Aber al Koponim, so you see there is a machloikis in Hilchis Tiltul. And the Gemara is medame to Pekak. So in Pekak there's also a machloikis in Hilchis Tiltul. And according to Abelaz, you need kosher. But totally according to the Chachamim, you need kosher, or a filo not kosher, according to the Rabbi. Frechtach Tosfos, say bezoi, how did the Gemara know before this Absalumach like it? In Hilchis Binyan, my sifin aloy alaroi, ain't my sifin aloy alaroi. Where did the Gemara get it? Amaymer Hamuzga, according to Rashi, Rashi didn't have these problems at all. Rashi learned the whole sugi is Binyan, Binyan, Binyan. That's the whole sugi. Here there's a sugi of Binyan Fakert, we're not even speaking about Muktzah. We're speaking Muktzah, we started speaking about Kuf Chavavah Medbeis, Rabbi Yechonon said a shtik teire, that you need a teire skele, a chumra of Rabbi Yechonon. But till now everyone's speaking about Muktzah. So according to Rashi, it's gewaldic. But the Rabbi Netam just said that you saw that the whole machloik is by Nagyon Nigra is only in Ilchis Tiltul. So now we have problems. B'tiritz Rabbi Netam b'sefer HaYoshem. Rabbi Netam said, Deem Cain, if you will say that the machloikis by Poikik and Chaloin is also only a machloikis in Tiltul, Havalele Minkit Luktai, Bemilsud Leishaiche Bei Tosfos Oyel. So why did he speak about Kikas Chaloin, which in Yesod is a Tosfos Oyel? If the whole machloikis has nothing to do with Tosfos Oyel, everyone knows Tosfos Oyel is Mutter. So Mamel, let him speak about something that's only Nigei and Hilchis Tiltul. Okay, he did Nagar HaNigra. Umidinokat plukte bepkaka chaloin. Since he mentioned the machloikes bepkaka chaloin, V'shayich beitois v'soyu. In Pakach Aloyim, there's a new parsha. There's a parsha of tois v'soyu. Shma mino de pligi boyu. So tzarayin is a machlokes in Hilchos Oyel also. Because that was the Tanna spoke about something that involves tois v'soyu. So vaisnes is a machlokes in tois v'soyu. If everyone knows tois v'soyu is mutter, so why did he speak about tois v'soyu? The lack of the maimel didavke boyo pligi. Let us say maybe you're right. He's speaking about taisa soil. Maybe that is the only machlokes. Not in hilchis tiltul. Only in hilchis binyan. The loybe tiltul. The behi de naga loy shayich ella is a tiltul. By naga zichen the shayich taisa soil. By naga there's only hilchis tiltul. Afilochi pligi bo rabbeloz of a rabbonon. Dal kochach I boi lo le meima de tane kama de nago. Hainu Rabbi Lezer. You have to say that the tane kama de nago is our Rabbi Lezer that says in it kosho vetoloi. The Rabbonin shori afilo bekakach aloi. The Rabbonin say kakach loin which is tois vesoil but they matter without kosho vetoloi. And here, the Tanakhama says, by Nagini Kosha Vitoli Altstiltul, Sal Koch, that is like Rabbi Lezer. So you see, Rabbi Lezer holds in Hilchis Tiltul, Yosin Kosha Vitoli. Koshkin Benaga, Lo Yeshalo, Koshkin Benago, Lo Yeshayach Yisroel, Ele Yisr Tiltul, Ele Vadai Betarti Pligi. So the Benetam made a cheshbon. That we find in Shas two machloikis. One machloikis by Nagar HaNigro. One machloikis by Poikik in Chaloyim. By Nagar HaNigro, this machloikis is only Negei and Hilchis Tiltul. There's no binyan over there. And by Poikik in Chaloyim, if we're speaking about Poikik Chaloyim, which involves Tais V'Soyel, so Vais Tachois, that there's Epis HaMachloikis and Tais V'Soyel also. Alevade Betalti Pligi. So there's a double machloikis. The Rabbi Lezer also bepkaka chaloin. Umishum tiltu b'she'ein teires kli gomor olo. If it doesn't have a teires kli gomor olo, so it's also half tiltu. Va'afilo yesh olof teires kli gomor k'goin she'yesh loy beis yad. Also mikomo k'mishum teis v'soyo laroi. So my mele is that is, according to Rabbi Lezer, there is two reasons why you need kosher betoli. One, you need it to be matter tiltul. And if in a case where there's a teres kli gomo, where tiltul will not be also, bal kaponim you need kosher v'toli mishim tois v'soyel aroi. Even the botli bivkak, this is different than nago. Nago, you're not mevatel it, you take it in and out, so there is no din binyan. But here, by pkak, you mevatel it there, so the mele, so here there's an inyav tois v'soyel. V'rabonon v'shori, Afilo ein olof teres keli, the last lo, loy mishum tiltu, the loy mishum oyo. So the kids of the Rabbeinu Tam said as follows, our Mishneh behandled zwei Sachen. Our Mishneh behandled the iser of teis v'soyo, which Rabbi Lezer holds as oser, and the Chomim holds its mutter. And our Mishneh also behandles the iser of tiltu, which in both these cases, the truth is kosher v'toli. And now the shaila is what the chachamim hold. If the chachamim hold, so according to Taisvis, by Taisvis oil, Yizicha don't need kosher. The shaila is, by the din tittle, do you need kosher? Or you can get away a little without kosher. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, by Nagor HaNigro, you need kosher. Rabbi Yehuda says, Nagor HaNigro is mutter b'medini. You don't need toli, but you need kosher. And how the Taisus learn Shat, that we are speaking about the Isser Tiltu, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that Legabi, the Isser Tiltu, it is sufficient if you have kosher, even though it's not tolle. Ube'erev in maskinon, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, halochike Rabbi Yehuda. So we see that what? Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. So we see Legabi Tiltu, kosher is sufficient, number one. But number two, you need kosher. Without kosher, it's also betiltul. The kosher l'ri, the shmuel gufei sova l'el bepeirik ba'met toimnim, gabei charoye shel dekel, שגודרון לעצם, ומחשבה בעל מסגי, so Shmuel holds that מחשבה alone is גנוג לגבי טילטל. The itma, Rav Oimer, kosher. In order to be matzah tiltul, you have to be kosher the eitzim. Ushmuel omar kosher. Shmuel holds that machshav alone is enough. Become a rosam the Shmuel's filay kabshim and gamliel dam acharoy yishol dekel shagodon leitzim ni machalayim li yeshive ein tzorich lekesh. So memeile, so machshav alone is matzah tiltul. In K. Now Taisvis got into hot water. Taisvis was Mavaya that the whole Machloik is Rabbi Yehuda. And the Tanakam is in Hilchis Tiltul, not the way Rashi learned. In K. Hey, he called Mahalochik Rabbi Yehuda, the boy Kshire, Mishum Isel Tiltul. How could he say, Lochik Rabbi Yehuda, the boy Kshire, Mishum Isel Tiltul? No, loy shayich isa binyan be the nagar anigro, el isa tiltu. As we said before, keseida. There's no isa binyan by nagar anigro. Umi shemisal tiltu boy, Rabbi Yehuda kshire ke de pirashti. We see Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda holds, you need kshire al tisa tiltu. And Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. In Shmuel hold that Rabbi Yisrael Tilta full of Machshav is enough. The Lekka Lefrushi the Benagar HaNigra the Hoche Lafu Kim Yisrael Binyinu the Boy Kisho. Maybe now Taisus is starting to go Al Pidarko Yishol Rashi. Maybe I won't say the way I said till now. Maybe we'll say the Benagar HaNigra. Now what you need, Kshire, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is because of Binyan. Lafuki Misr Binyan of the boy Kisha. Avo Mishum Isr Tiltul, I have a boy Kisha. Elab Machshav Baume. Kirab Shimon Gamliel. So that is Pshat. Shom Emele Shein Alz Gut. So now we're going to learn that Rabbi Yehuda holds you need Kshire Alz Binyan. And Shmuel Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda and Erevin that you need Kshira Alts Binyin. I Shmuel hold that Machshav is enough by Charoyis. Yeah, because there is no Binyin. There is only a Shaila of Tiltum. Tiltum Machshav is sufficient. In Cain, if that is the case, Maiko Mahadalei Rababe Bar Kahanel Rabbi Yirmiye Anoda Omri Ki Haitanem. What did Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana say? I hold, maybe need Kshira like Rabbi Yehuda. So he said, no, I hold like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So what is Pshat? I hold like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, you see, you don't even need Kshira. He's kinim et chila lakachas inat. Dilma, frektach toises, well, wait a minute. My deloy boy hosom of Shimon Gamliel el mesukin afal pishayni kosher hainu mishim dosom leka le isar tiltu. He says, by kone, there's only an isar tiltu. There's not an isar binyan. And if we're holding cheshbin, Taisus will see, does not learn that kone is a lock like Rashi. Rashi holds everything is an isar binyan. The Taisus learns kone is a key. The hosom vadiloy mayri midi bibinyan. The koma kone she iskinoi balabayis boy. It says the kone that the balabais was mesaken to open and shut. Umi diktoni paiseach v'noyul. Mash mishein a noyul boy say kone atzma. Not that this is a bolt. Tava leila misne shiskino linoyul boy. If this kone would be a bolt, it should have said it was mesaken it linoyul boy. Paiseach v'noyul, ela mash mishu ka'ein mafteichos, shalomu, sheyesh mem shemoyshchen hamanul shebedelis. A key opens up and shuts the lock, but it's not a lock. Lekanu lekan. Kach hakone, moyshech hamanul, avul kona atmoy einu b'mokeman. In Cain, pshita dechiyai gavne, loishayich binyin b'haikone, ela mishu misr tiltalu. So Mamela Sotaismus is asking a kash. That means, if I will say, let us just has over Taisus' problem. Taisus had a problem. Taisus was till now learning that by Nagar HaNigro, the Machlekes, the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, was only a Machlekes and Hilchas Tiltel. The Tanakam holds you need kosher betoli, Rabbi Yehuda holds you need kosher. That's how Taisus held. So Taisus got stuck. Because Shmuel and Erev and Pasnav like Rabbi Yehuda, so in other words, for Hilchas Tiltel, you need kosher. And Shmuel himself holds that by Charoyis, Machshov is sufficient. So if Machshov is sufficient by Charoyis, you would not need kosher by Nagor in order to be Matar Tiltel. That was Taisvis Kashi. So Taisvis wanted to deviate from his Pshat, and we'll say like Rashi. We'll say like Rashi that what? That Nagor HaNigro, there's a binyan de Kishayla. Nagor HaNigro is a binyan de Kishayla. So there's a binyan de Kishayla, but Nagor HaNigro, and that is why Rabbi Yehuda says you need kosher. So Mamela, then we'll have to say by Poike Kinach Alain, there's also a binyan de Kishayla. And that's Mamish like Rashi we're going to say now. And the Gemara says, Kash, maybe need kosher als binyan. Fine, that's what we're going to say. It's a binyan de Kishayla. So Mamela, my Kash is now for Enfeld. My Kash is for Enfeld. Rab Shmuel, Paschens like Rab Yehuda and Hilchis binyan, that kosher is sufficient. Shmuel and Hilchis Tiltel says, Shmuel and Hilchis Tiltel hold that Machshav is sufficient. So Mamela Shalom al Yisrael. Frektach Toisvis, but it's not Shalom al Yisrael. Because, what did the Gemara ask the Kasha according to Rav Abbe? Rav Abbe, why did you say according to the Chachomim you don't need kosher? Rabbi Yehuda says you do need kosher. So let's explain the Kasha. Rabbi Yehuda says you need kosher, else it's Niri Kebayne. So maybe here you need kosher because it's Niri Kebayne. So what did Rav Abbe answer? No, I hold like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So Taisa says Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is speaking about Kone where there's no binyan whatsoever. Kone is a key. By a key there's no binyan. There is only a tiltel de kishayla. So how did Rav Abbe evade the kasha? The Gemara asked him, Nagor is a binyan de kishayla. Poikik in Achalain is a binyan de kishayla. So maybe we need kosha. So he says, I hold Rav Shimon ben Gamliel that you don't need kosha. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is speaking about a key. By a key, there's no binyan whatsoever. So there, you don't need kosher. You're speaking about poikik in esachaloin or nagar anigro, where there is a musig of binyan, there could be you need kosher. So memele, so that's Taisus kasher. If we will want to say that by nagar anigro there's binyan, we're in very hot water. Umiyu ein raya mizeh da b'hai kone mayri ke de frishis viktoni poiseir v'nil. Then Taisu says, really, the raya I said that kone is speaking about a key and not by a lock, because I was medai from the loshen, poiseya v'noil, and it doesn't say manoil, so vaistois it is a key. Toki aigavne ketoni b'tosefta, chavili eitzim v'suki shal koitzim, shason deles lepirtze, lochotze. So it seems he used them. And there it means you shut the door with them, not as a key. There you're using it as a steamer. Imla. So Mamelas, you see, Noyalim, Paischim, Noyalim could mean also you use it as a lock and you don't use it as a lock. So Mamelas, so this Kash is Nishkefela. So it could be that by Kone, it's also speaking about a binyan de kishal. So everything is binyan, binyan, binyan. And then we'll say mamish like, so then we're back to Rashi's category. Then we'll say like Rashi that everything is binyan, in Shalom al Yisrael, and the Shmuel Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, il gabi ilchis binyan, il gabi ilchis mukzi, oz machshav azina. Miyu aymari. So the Ri says, ta'afilu ava mefore shahid de Kone shiskinu, the shayich bei binyan, a b'mokim manel have, alohochi poshit minei rababe ba'kahane, the svilek Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the omar d'chi have, misukin aval pi she'enei kosher, nofim mitek is a binyan. I feel you'll say that, is also lehavi osi shab. Why? B'dekom harashas b'somuch, v'chitei mochen amedi keteres kli aleyem, the Gemara says, I you tell me, according to the Maisel of Shimon Gamliel, speaking about the Ikateris Kli Aleyem, Posanye, Charoye, Sheldekel, Charoye, Sheldekel, Eistis, that what? That Machshav is enough. ואיך ימוך אחמיד אחרוי ישל דקל, דהוד אומה מסוכן אף על פי שאין לי כושר, היינו בלוי תוירס כאלי אלא במחשב ובאום, תלמה בישר תלתלו דולי מעצר בשם גם לי אלא למחשב. אבל בישר בניין, אבל בוי שיסקנו ויחינו ויעשו בי מיישר שתוירס כאלי אלא. פקטח תויסס, מייבי פקר, maybe for in order to make Rav Shimon Gamliel said you don't need kosher, you don't need toli, but maybe you need a teiras keli in order to take away the iser binyan. So memele shver akein yir lari the bahochi pligi Rav Abba bar Kahane the Rabbi Yoichanan the Rabbi Yehuda the Erev. So Taisa says this shaila is a machlokes amoraim. The inu Rav Abba bar Kahane Rabbi Yoichanan holds viralu the behide nago loy shayich ella iser tiltul. They learned the whole sugya the way we learned till now. The iu viralu Rabbi Yehuda take held the shayich binyan benago haniga lochi boy kishel afukim iser binyan. Ashti osi shmait in shapel. Our sugya is not like Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul there. Loy mayri midi iser binyan. Loi bahi de naga, loi bi de kone, ashtanami hi de kone, mishum tiltu.